content, shall we? It's Tuesday, September the 10th. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an aim at getting you the most important information of the day. The stories that have been generating over the past 24 hours or so. And my colleague is Ken Kessler, whose main job is to ferret around, look and listen and figure, okay, what can we bring to people that will help them better understand what's going on in the world? The story from Syria, as we begin to understand a little bit more deeply what's going on, because President Assad was on PBS with Charlie Rose last night insisting that if there were a U.S. military strike, there would be a retaliation and the U.S. should expect anything and everything. I don't know, Kenny, whether you got a piece of that or not. It wasn't on my schedule last night. I figured we'd get to it today with the audio from some of the people who have been covering this. The essence of news talk radio and television is really where we are here, especially in this hour of the Good Day program, because we monitor a lot of good talk radio programs, try to get the essence, the gist of the conversation. And you're certainly encouraged to participate by dialing 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter at Good Day Show. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com, STEPHAN, Ken@DougStephan.com. What else have we got? Thrown a grab bag of information in your direction. So what are people saying? What's new today, Kenny, over the last 24 hours from the social media standpoint on Syria?
On our Twitter page, Omar says, so the use of chemical weapons is not red line anymore. Just give up the weapons after you use them and you're okay. That's in response to the latest that Russia made the proposal that Syria just turn over all their chemical weapons. And that mm-hmm. seems to have put everything on hold while Syria is considering it.
So then that would be an admission that Syria did use the chemical weapons.
Well,
on people.
No, they're not admitting that they did that. They're only going so far as to say that they may have chemical weapons.
Yeah, well, if they give them back, what's the conclusion going to be from the rest of the world?
You know how the whole political thing works.
If they don't admit it, yeah,
they didn't do it.
They save face.
Right.
Yeah. The proposal was postponed. This proposal, I guess, is the reason for postponing the vote in the Senate. Is that right?
Yes, Harry Reid held off. There was supposed to be a vote. I think there was supposed to be a vote today or tomorrow in the Senate, but they're holding off on that to see what happens next with this weapons turnover proposal.
All right. 888-302-3684. What do we have informationally? What do we not have? I noticed the CNN poll shows 72% of you believe airstrikes would achieve no significant goals. There have been polls showing as high as 84. I guess it depends on how you ask the question. It's always how you ask the question. So maybe our question. We had actually a pretty good question yesterday, didn't we? It was sort of not what everybody else was asking. Do you believe we should have airstrikes? It's deeper than that, kind of. But then again, it really isn't. Because the people who say we ought not to do it say we have no business being in the Middle East. We wasted a lot of time and money in Iran and, in Iraq and Afghanistan. We don't know what we're doing. There's a whole grab bag of reasons not to do it. Anything significant there?
Well, we have on our Facebook page a story about the resolution going to Congress, and we asked, what do you think Congress will do or should do? Chase says the biggest justification that he's heard from the U.S. government over the last week was that they were more concerned about the message or perception it would send if we didn't act, which mm-hmm. is a very lame and short-sighted position, he says.
I'd agree with him on that. 888-302-3684. Here's part of the Charlie Rose conversation with President Assad. The conversation focuses on the possibility of U.S. airstrikes and a Syrian retaliation.
Do you expect an airstrike?
As long as the United States doesn't obey the international law and trample over the Charter of the United Nations, we have to worry that any administration, not only this one, would do anything. But according to the lies that we've been hearing for the last 2 weeks from high-ranking officials in this administration, we have to expect the worst.
Are you prepared?
We've been living in difficult circumstances for the last 2.5 years, and we prepare ourselves for every possibility. But that doesn't mean if you're prepared, things would be better. It's going to get worse with any foolish strike or stupid war.
What do you mean worse?
Worse because of the repercussions, because nobody can tell what the repercussion of the first strike, or you're talking about one region, bigger region, it's not only about Syria, it's interlinked region, it's intermingled, interlocked, whatever you want to call it. If you strike somewhere, you have to expect the repercussions somewhere else in different forms, in a way that you don't.
Are you suggesting that if in fact there's a strike, there would be repercussions against the United States from your friends in other countries like Iran or Hezbollah or others?
Yeah, as I said, it may take different forms, direct and indirect. Direct, when people want to retaliate or governments. Indirect, when you're going to have instability and the spread of terrorism all over the region that will influence the West directly.
Have you had conversations with Russia, with Iran, with Hezbollah about how to retaliate?
We don't discuss this issue as a government, but we discuss the repercussions, which is more important, because sometimes repercussions could be more destroying than the strike itself. Any American strike will not destroy as much as the terrorists has destroyed in Syria. So sometimes the repercussions could be many doubles the strike itself.
But some have suggested that it might tip the balance in the favor of the rebels and lead to the overthrow of your government.
Exactly. Any strike will be as direct support to Al-Qaeda offshoot that's called Al-Nasra, Jabhat al-Nasra, and the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. You're right about this. It's going to be direct support.
Well, there's President Assad, president for life, one of those deals, thanks to being born in the right bloodline, I guess. So what sense do you make of that or any of this? 888-302-3684. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day Tuesday program, with a focus as we begin on Syria, as time allows. Mr. Zimmerman has himself in the news. It's interesting how you don't even have to tell you who Zimmerman is, right? Everybody knows when I say Mr. Zimmerman is in the news again, you get it. 888-302-3684, and you'll be happy to know Miley Cyrus is naked in a new video. That's something that pretty much excites no one in my neighborhood. 888-302-3684, quarter past the hour on Good Day.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins this Monday on NBC.
Running, running, and running, running, and running.
Are you really gonna drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started in here.
OfficeMax has your list covered, K to college, with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of max value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Restrictions apply.
If you're a Shop Your Way member, you can get a coupon to save $1 per gallon of gas when you spend $50 or more on Procter & Gamble products at Kmart, like Tide, Charmin, or thousands of other products. We know you're excited. So excited that we're going to play Europop trance music so you can celebrate.
$1. Oh, my God. That's right. Shop Your Way. Kmart.
Valid 9-1 through 9-7. Participating stores only. Void where prohibited by law. Max gallon purchase only supply. Offer and member details at kmart.com/earngasforless.
The diplomacy of Syria in the focus here, 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. The Doug Steffen family welcomes you to another Great American Day conversation about Russia proposing that Syria hand over its chemical weapons to international controllers. So let's see if that goes anyplace. Meanwhile, a couple of excerpts from a few talk radio programs that we've monitored here, including one hosted by Chet Walker, who talks to military analyst Mike Lyons about the evidence that we don't seem to have or even know about that proves whether or not there were chemical, well, we know there were chemical weapons used, but who used them?
There's no evidence, according to Assad, that he had anything to do with these chemical weapons attacks. What do you think Kerry's response to that would be?
Yeah, he doesn't have a response, and we didn't really see or hear anything new over the weekend except the president's chief of staff pretty much go on all the Sunday morning talk shows and say, just get on board with this. This is one of these, you got to trust us, and it's horrible, and all these other things. But there's still no match to military force, to any kind of strategy the president has. You know, he's not put out specifically the unit that launched this attack and whether or not the government was behind it. So, I mean, I'm not sure. There's probably more Bashar Assad could do in terms of giving out information on this and denouncing this attack, but as of right now, there's really been no change.
Well, certainly in this country, our military getting involved in Syria is not a popular idea. We've seen tactics like this used before, and the perception is, I think, that they don't work. What's your perception?
It's just very difficult to, you know, again, just rely on the strategic weapons, the over-the-horizon air power. If we decide to use any of the tactical bombers, even, you know, the B-52s or so, we're going to violate Syrian airspace. You could potentially have search and rescue missions. There's just, you know, we're starting a war. I'm just still not sure that's why the administration doesn't see that as well. You saw Bashar Assad tell Charlie Rose from CBS that the U.S. should respect a response to this. So this is war, and I'm just not sure why the administration doesn't think that that's the case.
All right. It's war. War, I tell you. 888-302-3684. All right. So the president's going to, Assad was on last night, president's going to be on tonight to talk about what the, or to try to persuade you, that is, rallying public opinion, congressional support for a strike against Syria. It's been 3 weeks, for God's sakes, since the chemical attack. What is this all about? What is this, from the bully pulpit or whatever perception it is? Secretary of State Kerry is around. These guys are beating on the drum to go after who and for what? 21 After as the questions continue here on Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The best known of all the Neil Young songs, but you perhaps can recognize folk rocker Neil Young, who was in Washington yesterday speaking on behalf of one of the renewable energy proposals that come from the National Farmers Union. He was interviewed after that appearance, and he said, "We don't need to go to war." Unsurprisingly, he's against military intervention in Syria. He's been an activist, an anti-war activist for a long time, most recently releasing the politically charged Living with War in the beginning of the Iraq War. So the old-timers are out beating the bushes. Don't go to war. 888, and then most people, no matter what their age, agree with that sentiment. 888-302. Doug, let's listen to a conversation that Wolf Blitzer had now that the president's going to go on television tonight. He's made himself available to all the television news networks. Here he is talking to Wolf about the proposal from the Russians.
This latest idea floated by the Secretary of State, John Kerry, picked up by the Russians, is it possible this could avert a U.S. military strike on Syria?
It's possible if it's real. And, you know, I think it's certainly a positive development when the Russians and the Syrians both make gestures towards dealing with these chemical weapons. This is what we've been asking for, not just over the last week or the last month, but for the last couple of years, because these chemical weapons pose a significant threat to all nations and to the United States in particular. That's why 98% of humanity has said we don't use these. That protects our troops and it protects children like the ones that we saw in those videos inside of Syria. So it is a potentially positive development. I have to say that it's unlikely that we would have arrived at that point where there were even public statements like that without a credible military threat to deal with the chemical weapons use inside of Syria. But we're going to run this to ground. And John Kerry and the rest of my national security team will engage with the Russians and the international community to see can we arrive at something that is enforceable and serious. You know, one reason that this may have a chance of success is that even Syria's allies like Iran detest chemical weapons. Iran, you know, unfortunately, was the target of chemical weapons at the hands of Saddam Hussein back during the Iraq-Iran war. And so we may be able to arrive at a consensus in which it doesn't solve the underlying problems of a civil war in Syria, but it does solve the problem that I'm trying to focus on right now, which is making sure that you don't have over 400 children gassed indiscriminately by these chemical weapons.
Because Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, says not only control the stockpiles of chemical weapons, but then go ahead and destroy them. He's ready to take that to the UN Security Council. That's a lot better than deterring the Syrians from going ahead and using these chemical weapons.
Absolutely. And that's why we're going to take this seriously. But I have to consistently point out that We have not seen these kinds of gestures up until now, and in part the fact that the U.S. administration and I have said we are serious about this, I think has prompted some interesting conversations. And these are conversations that I've had directly with Mr. Putin. When I was at the G20, we had some time to discuss this, and I believe that Mr. Putin does not see the use of chemical weapons as a good thing inside of Syria or any place else. And so it's possible that we can get a breakthrough, but it's going to have to be followed up on, and we don't want just a stalling or delaying tactic to put off the pressure that we have on there right now. We have to maintain this pressure, which is why I'll still be speaking to the nation about why I think this is so important.
888-302-3684. Are you going to listen or watch the president tonight? 28 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. You know, when you go on the internet, you see so much information about UFOs. There was a UFO spotted. Here's a picture of a spacecraft. Here is a picture of an alien. And there are interviews with human beings who were, in fact, abducted by aliens. Now, the question is, how many of us actually believe in these aliens? I mean, the fact of the matter is, we've never seen one on TV. We've never really seen a spacecraft. We've never really seen all the things that we're told to see. But yet the truth of the matter is most of us believe in aliens without any facts. Now, when it comes to our own belief system, do we rely upon facts to validate all the good things that we think can happen in our life? Most of us will say, there are no facts, therefore I don't believe. If you believe in aliens, I want you to take that same philosophy and believe in yourself. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Together with an idea toward figuring out what's going on in the world today. That's the spirit behind the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here in this hour to bring you up to date the most of the discussion here on Syria. As the president tries to make a case for military action, do you think he can do it? 888-302-3684. Conflicting intelligence reports call into question the information being presented to Congress. There's a debate going on this week whether or not there should be a military strike. Why the heck? 3 weeks later, the president thinks he can make a case. He's going on television tonight, and so as a result of that, he's been doing interviews with the major news networks, calling on Congress to approve the military strike. His task is complicated by strong opposition from many members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, and the vast majority of you think the case can't be made. He's going to try. There's a German press report that conflicts with the evidence that Assad is behind the chemical weapons attacks. They have no reason to support him. So if that's the case, is this more lies like weapons of mass destruction? What's the difference between George Bush and Barack Obama? Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. But you can draw your conclusion. As you listen to the president now, we move from Wolf Blitzer, where he appeared with Wolf on CNN, to CBS's Scott Pelley in the news. The president may... is a little different information in here than what he presented when the conversation took place with Wolf.
Mr. President, the administration has described evidence to the American people and the world, but it hasn't shown evidence. And I wonder at this point, what are you willing to show? What are we going to see in terms of the evidence that you say we have?
Well, keep in mind, what we've done is we've provided unclassified evidence, but members of Congress are getting a whole slew of classified briefings, and they're seeing very directly exactly what we have. Keep in mind, Scott, this is not a problem that I'm looking for. I'm not looking for an excuse to engage in military action. And I understand deeply how the American people, after a decade of war, are not interested in any kind of military action that they don't believe involves our direct national security interests. I get that. And members of Congress, I think, understand that. But in this situation, where there's clear evidence that nobody credibly around the world disputes that chemical weapons were used, that over 1,000 people were killed, that the way that these weapons were delivered makes it almost certain that Assad's forces used them, when even Iran has
acknowledged that chemical weapons were used inside of Syria. In that situation, I think the issue is not the evidence. No, most people around the world are not questioning the chemical weapons were used. I think the question now is, well, how does the international community respond? And I think it is important for us to run to ground every diplomatic channel that we can. There is a reason why I went to Congress, in part to allow further deliberation, not just here domestically, but also internationally. But I think it's very important for us to make sure that we understand this is important. And if the American people are not prepared to stand up for what is a really important international norm, then I think a lot of people around the world will take that signal that this norm is not important.
The people aren't with you.
Yeah, well, not yet. And as I said, I understand that. So I'll have a chance to talk to the American people directly tomorrow. I don't expect that it's going to suddenly swing the polls wildly in the direction of another military engagement. If you ask the average person, including my household, do we need another military engagement, I think the answer generally is going to be no. But what I'm going to try to propose is that we have a very specific objective, a very narrow military option, and one that will not lead into some large-scale invasion of Syria or involvement or boots in the ground, nothing like that. This isn't like Iraq. It's not like Afghanistan. It's not even like Libya. Then hopefully people will recognize why I think this is so important. And we should all be haunted by those images of those children that were killed. But more importantly, we should understand that when we start saying it's okay to, or at least that there's no response to the gassing of children, that's the kind of slippery slope that leads eventually to these chemical weapons being used more broadly around the world. That's not the kind of world that we want to leave to our children.
888-302-3684. Bring in the children. It's always about the children. You want to get sympathy? Bring in the children. The Guardian newspaper, not exactly a friend of this administration, has these press reports from Germany that Assad did not order the attacks and, in fact, blocked requests from his commanders to use chemical weapons against rebel forces. However, the Guardian states that these German intelligence findings actually support the administration's claims that, quote, elements of the Assad regime and not renegade rebel groups were responsible for the attack. The new reports strengthen international suspicions that President Assad isn't really in full control of the military there. They also make President Obama's case for war more difficult to prove. So all these conflicting intelligence reports call into question the information being presented to Congress, and whatever the president has been saying or will say tonight is suspicious as well. Intelligence reports given to U.S. lawmakers are inaccurate, at the very least incomplete. According to the New York Times today, lawmakers aren't even permitted to verify the case for war that they're being given. So the president is facing an uphill battle to gain your support. And for that, maybe we ought to be thankful, yes? 888-302-3684. Common sense seems to be prevailing, and the hill is getting a little bit steeper here. On NBC, Savannah Guthrie talked to the president about the plans after Congress votes down the resolution, or if it does, but we know they are going to vote it down, so what do we do after that?
Would you act without Congress? The answer could be yes, no, or I haven't decided.
I think it's fair to say that I haven't decided. I am taking this vote in Congress and what the American people are saying very seriously. Because if you ask somebody, you know, I read polls like everybody else, and if you ask Michelle, do we want to be involved in another war? The answer is no. And so I recognize how important that debate is. And it's my belief that for me, the president, to act without consensus in a situation where there's not a direct imminent threat to
the homeland or interests around the world, that's not the kind of precedent that I want to set. We're going to spend this week talking to members of Congress, answering their questions, and I'm going to speak to the American people tomorrow night directly, and I'll evaluate after that whether or not we feel strongly enough about this that we're willing to move forward.
888-302-3684. Here's radio host Bob Montgomery with political analyst Dan Lindley. They talk about what Lindley thinks will happen if we do launch airstrikes against Syria.
There hasn't been a lot of discussion, at least publicly, about, okay, what happens next? Let's say there is a strike. It's not successful to take out all the chemical weapons, or we don't know for sure. Then what? Then what happens?
We'll never know if it's completely successful. They've had a lot of time to move around their weapons. They could be hiding weapons behind civilians by now. It's one of those things we'll just never know. So in the future, we're going to hope that they're going to be deterred, hope that other countries will see that they pay the cost. But guess what? If it's in their national interest to do it, if Assad is feeling with his back to the wall, he'll use them again because he'll be dead if he doesn't. That's going to be his interpretation. So we're looking for credibility. He's looking for his life.
Pardon me. Let's suggest for a moment that there is regime change. It's a successful strike. The Assad regime is ousted. And then the rebels come over and take some form of a faction of a government. What do we know about the rebels?
Syria is a complete mess. Some of the rebels would be fairly moderate. Some of the most effective rebels, though, are jihadists affiliated with al-Qaeda, Salafists who are very fundamentalist Muslim, people who would not be our friends and, in fact, would probably be our enemies. It would be not good. So from a strictly bloody standpoint, let's hope this is a simple strike to establish credibility, deter future use of chemical weapons. But if we, in fact, alter the balance on the ground, we could be either inviting in enemies and perhaps, from a just bloody, self-interested point of view, we might want the conflict to continue because we have both sides who aren't our friends chewing each other up.
All right. So you heard lots of the pros and cons. The United Nations Secretary General is backing this proposal by the Russians and the Americans that Syria surrender its chemical weapons to international control in exchange for being spared military strikes. So what do you say about all of this? 888-302-3684. We'll take some calls on what you think of the progress, if that's what you want to call it, in things, whether we get involved or we don't get involved in Syria. Are you persuaded by the president's rhetoric? I'm Doug Steffen, 16 before the hour on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Hey, Doug Steffen, good day program. Ken Kessler and Doug here with an overview of the Syrian situation. Maybe a good question, Kenny, to ask is why is Syria any different from Iraq, given what was going on, the sort of soap opera in the House Foreign Affairs Committee meeting and the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee meeting, the inaction on Syria. Most people say that this isn't our fight. So what are you hearing or what are you reading from our contributors, Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show?
John says it doesn't matter what the evidence is. It is not our responsibility to be the world's enforcer. The UN or NATO should enforce the chemical weapons ban. William says it's a do-nothing Congress, and that's what they should do. Nothing.
Sue, go ahead and give us one more.
Okay. Sharon says, we need to stay out completely. Call your congressman. I'm about to start picketing. For once, we need to be heard and listened to. Enough is enough.
Did you see those pictures of the grandmothers protesting against the war of the weekend?
Yeah.
That's wow. Very cool. Susan, Illinois, listening to WJOL, thinks we ought to let other Middle Eastern countries take care of Syria.
I think that we need to go ahead and let neighboring countries of Syria take care of it. We seem to always be in the midst of taking care of everything for Israel, the Holy Land, the Holy People, so say, but they fight, kill, and they're supposed to be the holiest land around. Let Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Israel fight their own. Nobody seemed to care when almost a million people died in 3 months in Rwanda. Why are we worrying about 1,000 people with nerve gas? I feel sorry for them. Don't get me wrong, but I feel more sorry for the American people. We got $1 trillion to go play war over there. Put the American people to work. Build some bridges. Do something for the American people.
888-302-3684. A lot of people are concerned that we don't have the money to do this. Gene in Arizona is a veteran, and he is on the other side of the street.
I am a vet, and we should go. I think our president made a mistake by going to the Congress. I am a former politician. And these people, the Rand Pauls of the world, say that we should just worry about America. Maybe we should shut down all the military bases all over the world. But he is my commander-in-chief. I'm a former vet, and we should go. And this message is also for my congresswoman and for Patrick publicly. I'm going to say, go with it. If you see the faces of those young kids, what happened there, that's a no-no. I'm a good Christian, a good Catholic boy. We got to be ashamed of ourselves if we don't go. We should take care of everybody in this world. We're all the children of God.
There are a lot of people who make that argument, and it's a good argument. We ought to take care of where's the consciousness, and I think that that is a good argument. However, I'm a little cynical about whether this administration is really behind it for that reason. 51 after the hour, enough on Syria. Let's move to Mr. Zimmerman next here.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Miley Cyrus continues to try to shock her fans. The video for her new single, Wrecking Ball, was released yesterday. And she appears naked in the video. In addition, photo outtakes from the video were released showing Miley in her underwear smoking a cigarette. In other news, if you're interested, hot stuff here. She'll be the host and musical guest for Saturday Night Live, the first weekend in October. Wow, Kenny, put that on your calendar right now.
Woo-hoo.
Right, sure. Surely we'll not want to miss out on that. Meanwhile, other people in the news. George Zimmerman was taken into custody yesterday following a domestic dispute involving a gun. Police say the whole thing started with a discussion or an argument with his wife, Shelley, and his father-in-law. Shelley had announced plans to divorce. Her attorney says Zimmerman pulled a knife on her after she discovered a firearm in the house. Then he pulled a gun on her. So in one hand he's got a knife, the other hand he has a gun and has a verbal altercation with his father-in-law. So he was arrested, is being held by police, hasn't been charged with anything. So I guess we ought to have a little conversation about that. Thanks to Kenny monitoring a talk show hosted by Rick Sanchez, the former CNN anchor. Here he talks about Zimmerman getting arrested.
In case you haven't heard, George Zimmerman is in trouble again. Since being found not guilty of the slaying of Trayvon Martin, the alleged attack on Trayvon Martin, he was found not guilty in our state based on the laws of our state. As I said, as most people said, he should have been. I mean, based on the law. I always had a little bit of a problem with this guy. I never bought his complete story. I got issues with his character. There's just something phony baloney about this guy. But anyway, is he proving that to us now by continually getting in trouble with the law? I mean, if you were found not guilty of something that would have put you in prison for the rest of your life, wouldn't you just, like, disappear for a little while? Just go sit on a beach, hide. Stay out of the news, man. It's not going to make you look good. Anyway, here's Shelley, his wife, calling police.
All right, we do have units en route to you, ma'am. Is he still there?
Yes, he is, and he's trying to shut the garage door on me.
Is he inside now?
No, he's in his car, and he continually has his hand on his gun, and he keeps saying, step closer. He's just threatening all of us with
step closer
his firearms, and he's going to shoot us.
Okay.
He punched my dad in the nose. My dad has a mark on his face. I saw his glasses were on the floor. He accosted my father and then took my iPad out of my hand and smashed it and cut it with a pocket knife.
George, what are you doing to yourself, George? What's going on, George? George, you know, you and O.J. Simpson, you just can't leave well enough alone. I mean, you found not guilty. Go home, man. Shut the door. Tell your wife you love her, even if you don't for a little while. I mean, whatever it takes, humble yourself. Stay out of the news. If the speed limit's 55, do 50. Don't do 65. Don't aggravate cops. Don't aggravate your wife. Don't have people calling the police on you. Don't be walking around with a loaded gun, even if it is legal. I mean, I guess you should if you're going to be going places where you think your life is in jeopardy. I'm not going to take that right away from you. But really, you think your wife is going to kill you? Your wife? You've been with her all these years. Now you think she's going to kill you.
Hi. So, Zimmerman, yeah, what is there left to say about him? I'll tell you, I'm interested in the... progress, if you will, of Diana Nyad, who is being criticized. Kenny, I don't know if you saw this or not. This is the lady who swam 110 miles from Cuba to Florida last week. There are a lot of people in the so-called marathon swimming community who've been debating whether or not Ms. Nyad actually made it on her own or she held onto a boat that was accompanying her on the journey. The members of this group say she could not have picked up as much speed as she did when she got into the Gulf Stream current. The team from Ms. Nyad said she's willing to meet with this group of swimmers to clear up any questions they may have. Quote, Diana's proud of what she and her team accomplished. She's committed to complete transparency. You know what I say? Get a life. Get lost to the people who would criticize this woman no matter what. Well, how many of you could swim across from Cuba to Florida 110 miles? Give me a break. Better yet, give her a break. Diana Nyad, you're all right in my book. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program with a focus on what's going on in the world today. It's 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.